Good morning. It is time for Food for Thought here on KKCQ. We have another MCCL update. Betty Severson joining us in the studio. And well, Betty, before we get to our conversation, you had something you wanted to pass along to our listeners.
Yes. Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life Chapter 45 invites everyone to listen as we try to speak for those who can't speak for themselves, the pre-born children of America. We don't intend to deceive or mislead. We intend only to speak up for life for our precious pre-born children and to be the voice of those who have no voice.
Well, let's talk about newborn babies.
Yes. When a baby is newborn, he can't do anything for himself. He cannot feed himself, cannot dress himself, can't roll over, sit up, stand up, walk, or in any way move around by himself. He cannot clean himself, can't communicate except by crying, and even then can't tell you why he's crying. That's exactly the same status this baby lived under in the womb. The baby was and still is completely dependent on other humans for even the most basic functions of life. Nevertheless, whether born or pre-born in the womb, the baby is a baby. That baby is a living human being, developing in the womb in preparation for birth and life on earth. In an attempt to dehumanize the child and make destroying it in the womb more acceptable, the preborn child has been reclassified. It is referred to as just a mass of cells or embryonic fetal tissue, a fetus, but not really a baby.
But it really is a baby, isn't it?
It really is a baby, a real human being. When Planned Parenthood aborts a late-term pregnancy and harvests the parts, they are real baby parts, a healthy heart, healthy lungs, healthy liver, healthy kidneys, healthy organs that would have been parts of a healthy live baby had they not been aborted. But in Minnesota, abortion is legal and safe according to the state laws of the state. Well, safe for everybody except the baby. But the baby has no say in the deal. The baby is an innocent victim of somebody else's decision. Consensus among the pro-choice crowd is this decision is between a woman and her doctor. It's not. The doctor is just the instrument of the woman's decision, and that decision is between a woman and her God. How often do we hear pro-abortion women declare, "My body, my choice"? She certainly does have a choice to choose what she does with her body, but the body we're concerned with is not her body, it's the baby's body that gets destroyed by abortion, not the mothers.
And Betty, what about the overturn of Roe versus Wade by the Supreme Court?
When the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, a majority of America, including some of the higher-ups in government, immediately jumped to the conclusion that they had made abortion illegal and cursed from the rooftops the newer conservative members of the court for lying about it during confirmation hearings. They didn't so much as bother to try to understand what the ruling meant. One said a woman's body should not be controlled by 9 justices in black robes. The Supreme Court agrees with that. They don't think a woman's body should be controlled by 9 justices in black robes either. That's why they overturned Roe versus Wade. Contrary to popular opinion, the overturn of Roe versus Wade did not make abortion illegal. The Supreme Court decision is based on the 10th Amendment, which says that any power or right not specifically listed in the Constitution as belonging to the federal government belongs to individual states or the American people themselves. The Supreme Court said, in effect, this is not and never should have been a decision of the United States Supreme Court. The decisions on the legality of abortion should be left up to the individual states and the citizens of those states. States that choose not to offer abortion in their states or place restrictions on methods, reasons, or timing have the right to do just that. Other states, like Minnesota, under the current administration, have chosen to open the doors to just about any method of aborting a preborn child at any time during the pregnancy, and for any reason, or for no reason.
And this is important too, Betty. What kind of stand have churches taken on this issue?
Across America, there are more and more churches that have sold their theological souls. We're not called by God to ride the wave of popular culture and hold to opinions that differ from Scripture. We are called to stand firmly with the Word of God. Jesus reiterated his message in all four Gospels, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Many differences of opinion regarding abortion have to do with the basic question, when does life begin? What do the Scriptures say about that? Many places in the Scriptures refer to God's choosing a person for a certain task or mission before that person was even born. Quote, "Before you were yet formed in the womb, I knew you." End quote. From Genesis to Paul's letters and on through the thread of Scripture to Revelation, God reveals himself recognizing and calling his messengers, including his own son, before they ever drew a breath.
Well said. Anything else before we close, Betty?
Yes, I want everyone to know that the MCCL Chapter 45 will be hosting a state speaker at the fall tour Thursday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the McIntosh Community Center, and everyone's invited.
All right, Betty Severson with our MCCL update. Thanks, as always, for your time, Betty. Nice to see you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Tom.
And that'll do it for Food for Thought this morning here on KKCQ.